was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Resurrect the Republic. I'm Eric the Freedom Screamer, sitting in for Tom LaCavara here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a very important show tonight. We have an emergency in our group, and I want to appeal to our listeners for help tonight, because we all hang together or we all hang separately, and that's what Courtroom Observers is all about. Acting together as a one large unit with a singular voice. Tonight we do have a special guest with us. John Stadtmiller, the president of the RBN Network, is with us tonight. And I think I might just, if he's with us now, I'll just turn it over to him to explain what's going on. I'll give it an overview and he can fill in the details. Lori, Texas Lori, is on her way to see Tom, and she had a major car breakdown, and we are appealing for funding tonight. We need to raise $1,000 for Lori. If 100 people, and I know there's 100 people listening to this show, can throw in $10 each, that would solve the problem. Done deal. So if whatever you can afford, if it's $1, if it's 50 cents, do it on PayPal by going to resurrecttherepublic.com. You'll see a PayPal account for Tom. It's his Gmail account. And let me just turn it over to Tom. And, Tom, you can fill in a few details and also help join this appeal for funding for Lori, so she can get her car fixed and get out. Get out west to see Tom. And we're hoping that there's going to be some good news here. I think the system is starting to give in a little bit, and I'm going to hope. This is wishful thinking. I don't know what to back this up on other than just kind of gut feeling. But I think Tom's going to walk out within the next few days to the few weeks. That's my goal. So anyway, Lori has to get out there to pick up Tom and to get their life back in order so Tom can get back hosting this radio event. We need Tom back here. So let's all chip in a few dollars tonight. Go to resurrecttherepublic.com, break out your debit card, put a few dollars onto Tom's account. Lori can access it and get her car fixed to get out west. So this is really important. If you value anything you've heard on this radio show, please dig deep if you can. And help Lori out. John, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I'm here, Eric. How you doing?
Thanks, my friend. Take over.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, we've tried the thing before, and it's never worked. If you tell people, oh, you know, just give $1 or $10, that never works. It never works because I don't really know the reason why everybody doesn't do it, but if they did, it would work, but it never has. So I'm going to suggest to people that if you can donate 50 or even a look, if 10 people can do $100, we can get this done and over with.
Right,
in
the next
order.
20, that would be ideal. Yep, that's better to shoot a little. Right, and I know we have 10 people out there who can grab $100 and chip in for Lori. Now, imagine, folks, you're broken down on the road. I think some people may have never been there. Those that have know what a nightmare it is. You're miles from home. You're moving your entire life, basically, which Lori is, to go out to be with Tom because the government has kidnapped him. He's being held in Oregon. Everybody knows the story if you're a steady listener. And we have to help get Lori out there as a team. So like John said, I know there's 10 people out there who have $100. So please dig deep if you can and chip in. Let's get this done in the next 1 hour if we can. And we can go back to interesting issues, events, and history lessons on this program. And this program is so important because nobody else goes the places that Tom goes when he's here hosting, and nobody goes the places that I go. You're not going to hear about the Vickers, you know, and with the real definition of ISIS, and how the Masons basically set up the Revolutionary War, and were basically the British royalty played both sides. So you're not going to hear that anywhere else. So, I mean, I hope people would, I'm trying to impress upon you the value of what you get out of this. I know
Eric, let me take a crack at it. You know, one of the toughest things to do is be a talk show host on somebody else's talk show. At any rate.
Let me a lot longer than I have. I was just telling everybody, I'm kind of new to all this. It's supposed to be Tom's show. So, John, you've done this before, so you go ahead and tell people what you think they ought to do.
Okay. I got a call this afternoon from Laura. She was in tears. And I asked her, I said, where are you at? She said, in Maryland. I said, where in Maryland? She said, in some small dinky town. What happened? Well, she was driving down the road, and she's hauling this trailer. I've seen the SUV that she's got. Not the greatest thing. And she's driving down the road, and whatever happened, her wheel cocked, the brake caliper ate up the brake disc, something jammed, it broke the front drive axle, pulled the bearings out. It's a damn mess. So, understanding this is a small town, and I trust, but I always verify, I talked to the mechanic myself. I said, look, I said, she doesn't have a whole lot of money. What will it take to get her down the road? He listed what was wrong with it, and then he threw me a little caveat. He said, it'll be $860 if we don't have to replace the shaft and the bearings, but if I have to do that, it's going to be $820. And then he threw a little caveat. He said, look, while you're on here on the phone, and I'm not trying to upsell you, she's got two rear tires that are so cracked, so dry rotted, I'm surprised the thing is even sitting here, and it's got air in it. The mechanic told me, which, by the way, his name was Eric also, told me, he said, she's not going to make it halfway to Florida, and that's where she's going. She won't make it halfway. Those tires will blow. So I'm, okay, well, what's the cheapest tire? Well, make a long story short, Eric, it's going to cost $1,000. I'll chip in whatever I can chip in here. I'm actually on a pledge drive for the network to sustain the network. And yep, taking little hits like this, not saying that I'm not intimating here that, you know, Lori is not important, because Tom doing this show is important. And as you said, he'd go places where nobody else would go. And right, Lori has been traipsing all around the country. She's gone from Iowa. She went to Texas. She's gone hither and yon, pulling this stuff around. Tom gets in a jam out there, which, by the way, let me include in this little narrative, that it looks like the prosecuting attorney is not going to pursue charges against Tom. They're flimsy at best. He was in a hotel room. A gun was discovered in a hotel room that was not his. And boom, he was a felon in possession. Well, he wasn't in possession of it. It happened to be in a room. And when you're rooming with somebody, they don't necessarily volunteer, by the way, I've got a gun, or I've got this and I've got that. There was no communication that was made. He did not know the gun was there. Hence, I think this thing is going to be thrown right out of court, and the prosecuting attorney is not going to pursue it. But at any rate, back to Lori here.
I think so, too. So I agree with that.
Yeah, so she's in tears here. And I said, well, Lori, I said, I was asking her questions, and that's when I got the mechanic on the phone. Because sometimes, and it has happened in the past, people take advantage to women in cars because they wouldn't know the difference between a muffler bearing or a muffler. You know, they
well,
just
sure,
wouldn't.
Sure, and especially on a long trip.
Yeah, especially on a long, and I've seen this vehicle. I'd be hesitant to try to drive it over a state line. And she's been hauling everything hither and yon, and it's really been wearing on her. They went from Florida. Tom went out to Nevada. got arrested out there. The good news is she has a place to stay out there. So once she gets out there, hopefully she'll be able to go pick up Tom from jail when he's released. But we've got to get her out there. She's stranded right now. So I'm going to ask people, if you were in a position like this, I don't know that you are, that you're a talk show host, you've gone the mile, you've done everything you could to restore this constitutional republic to its rightful place, and it's the wear and tear. I can attest to that after doing this for 25 years. This is not an easy thing to do. So having said all of that, are there 10 listeners out there that can cough up $100? And I'd like to track and trace this. I can't do it if you do this on Tom's PayPal. I can't track it. I can't say, okay, we've got enough, please stop. I'm going to leave it up to you guys to report back on this. But I would urge people just tonight, I've already talked to Mike at the network, producing your show right now. I said, look, stand by with this. If people are willing to do this, let them call into the network at 800. Now, mind, it's different than the board number that you call in if you want to be on the air. This is the office number. It's 800-724-2719, extension 3. When you hear the voice come on, hit extension 3. That'll take you right to Mike. If there are some people out there, we can hasten this process. If somebody's got some extra bucks or they really feel for Tom and Lori and want to give more, if you want to give a $500 donation, point being that I will check with Mike up there at the network before the end of your program tonight to let people know exactly where we're at. But if 10 of you want to give $100 or one of you $500 or maybe even one of you $1,000, be magnanimous. We only have one time go around in this life, and live it large for people that are living it a little bit larger than you, that have put themselves in harm's way. Tom has been sitting in the stinking can out in Nevada. I can't believe this. He's in a lockdown. Oregon, is it? He's been in lockdown 22 hours out of a 24-hour day. Tom is not a guy that you have to keep cut off from the world. I mean, they couldn't even put him in the regular jail cell. They had to put him in solitary. Eric, if you've not been in jail, being in jail for just one night's not a whole lot of fun, let alone sitting there hour after hour after hour,
day after day
by
after
yourself.
Day.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Eric. You made the mention that you think things are turning. I think they are starting to turn, but in the meantime, we're just getting ground up, all of us.
Yep.
Go ahead.
When history looks back at this time, I think it's going to be known as the end of a really difficult age of persecution against patriots, and that's clearly what this is, because we know the motivation was really to keep him from covering the Nevada trials of Clive and Bundy and company.
Exactly. And here's the twist of this whole thing. Let me put it to you this way. Looking back on history in the country, if it weren't for patriots standing up and fighting, we wouldn't even be having this conversation at this very moment. I mean, we really would not.
Pretty much it, people. Yep, the people who host and the people who participate and the people who listen, and Mike on the board and everybody out there in the sound of these voices, you're part of this. If you wouldn't be listening, if you weren't,
we
urge you to stay involved. One way to be involved is dig in and pull $100 out, donate it to Lori. It'll come back at you. You know it does. You know charitable acts always get rewarded by the Creator. It's not going to go unnoticed. So dig deep, people, and we can get Lori out west. Activism does not pay very well. It actually costs a great deal of money, resources, time, and freedom, which Tom has basically, I don't want to use the word lost, but his is being violated. And so his activism is very expensive, so to speak.
By the way, while we're having this conversation, Eric, she has no place to stay. I think she's in the parking lot of that car repair place, sleeping in the car.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's not.
not.
So, yeah.
It's horrible is what it is. We don't have the resource to take care of our own. That's what's tragic. That is what's seriously tragic. At any rate, a little emotional, been a long day, a little tired, did my own show today. So I'll just leave it with this. Folks, call the network, 800-724-2719. Mike is there. When the prompt hits you, hit extension 3, make the donation to Mike. He'll report back to me before the end of your program tonight, and we'll see where we're at with this. All right, Eric?
That sounds like a winner, John. Let me just, I'm going to bounce that number off you one more time because I want to make sure I have it written down correctly, and I'll repeat it throughout the night. It is 800-724-2719, extension 3.
That is correct, and that is the office number for Republic Broadcasting.
John, thanks for being the point man on this. This is crucial to have your voice has weight, and I hope everybody realizes that the entire network is behind this push. This is a bad time, I know, to ask for money, people, but dig deep, make it happen. This is for Texas Lori, and anything over and above, we'll go to get her gasoline and a couple of nights in a hotel. To get out west. We ought to at least do that for her. She's put so much time into this show. Dig deep, people, please.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate it very much, Eric. Folks, please, let's make this happen. This shouldn't be happening right now. Let's get her on down the road. Let's get her out there, hopefully, to get Tom out of jail. What a reunion that would be. I'd like to be there for that one.
Oh, absolutely. Gosh, I wish we could be there. That would be a glorious day. Freedom. Nothing like it. All right, John,
thanks, Eric.
Stay with us throughout the night if you need to. Otherwise, we'll catch you on the rebound, and thank you again.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much. Come on, folks. We got a patriot in need. She's stranded. Nowhere to go. No money to do anything with. Help us out.
I mean, I'd be in a complete panic myself, and I try to fancy myself as pretty durable and pretty tough, but, man, imagine being, you know, how far from home, hundreds of, if not thousands of miles, and be completely, have your car just completely cave out from under you. So
well,
let's
she's
help
a pretty,
on this.
Eric, she's a pretty tough nut, and she was in tears when she called me this afternoon. So,
yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll let you get on.
Right.
I'll let you get on with the balance of the program. I'll have Mike report to me what has been collected and how much more we need. And I thank you, and I thank the listening audience. And you're right. Either we're going to hang together, or they're going to hang us separately. That's for sure.
Exactly. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, folks. What more do we really have to do for the rest of the program than help somebody in need? Jesus said, do these things to the least of my brethren. Feed the hungry, house the homeless, visit people in prison. He actually said these things. I don't have the scripture in front of me, but I'm paraphrasing. Do these things, and you've done them to me. In other words, to the Lord. Dig deep for someone, visit them in prison, feed a hungry person, house a homeless person, donate to Lori, and you've done a kind act for the Lord. Do it not, and you've denied it from the Lord. He said both sides. So there, for many reasons, out of pure humanity, if you don't believe in a creator, just you all know the basic karma, what goes around comes around, the old saying. So we urge people to call 800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, and then hit 3. And please, folks, don't forget about Texas Lori. How much has she done for this show? On her own time, on her own dime, a dollar, many of them. It costs money to take the amount of time off of work to put together an interesting, enlightening radio event like Tom's that people are going to want to come to on a regular basis, and I know we have steady listeners out there. That takes time. It does, and people don't always have the time to do a quote-unquote normal job, 9-to-5, so to speak, or longer hours these days just to stay afloat. So there's not a, once again, there's not a lot of money in activism. And activism is crucial. We wouldn't have the sliver of freedom that we have today if it weren't for activists that came before us. Think about it. A lot of people who came before us fought for the concept of freedom all around the world, where our ancestors came from in Scotland in the year 1310, roughly, 1315. They were fighting the same battle against the British Crown for their freedom. Now, Tom's locked up. Lori's trying to get there. Dig deep. And I would really appreciate it, folks. This is a heavy duty need right now. So I think I've made the plea. We're going to revisit this issue later tonight. I'm going to ask Mike to give Keith Jones in Kansas a call in case Keith wants to come in tonight. So Mike, if you want to give Keith a call, we'll bring him in. Keith's always nice to have. He's a brilliant mind on all kinds of things, from common law to grand juries to history to self-governing counties, etc. So we may take a few minutes and open up the self-governing county tonight, because that is a bottom-up solution. And don't forget, once again, this show, when I'm sitting in, stands on Psalms 94:16. And Psalms 94:16 says, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" It's a call to everybody to activism. It's a call to everybody to step in and do the right thing. And Jesus said, "Reach out and be generous with my brethren, and you've done it for me." So please, people, dig deep and help Lori. She just had a major breakdown, if you're joining us late. Texas Lori, who's a staple of this show, a fantastic host in her own right, her along with Lori Anderson. This is the tale of two Loris here. We have two Loris here on Resurrect the Republic, in case you're new to the listening audience. Typically, this show is hosted by Thomas Lacovara, who's languishing in jail right now. He was kidnapped by the corporate marshals to prevent him from getting to Nevada to cover the Clive and Bundy trial. And Tom was going to be the only one with taking his time. You know how much it costs to go across the country and stay somewhere in a city out across the nation from where you live and stay in a hotel? I mean, that's so you can understand how the activists may not have enough money to fix their car to get to the next gig. And that's the price of activism. And we all benefit from activists like Tom and Lori, Texas Lori, and Lori Anderson, who will be back with us in a few days, and myself, and anybody else who's actually doing something. Listening to this show is a great start. But we ask also that you support your local activist or your national activist. And I would argue we are worldwide activists now. People get this signal all around the world. They're watching. See what we do. Do we hang together? Or do we hang separately? So all that you can afford to do for Lori, please do tonight. That will be a fantastic donation to the show, and I can stop asking you to send money, but this is a real emergency, people. This is not just, hey, we want to get a bigger transmitter, or, you know, we need a new fleet of cars like the government gets, like your local, you know, town gets a new fleet, and then the sheriff's department gets a new cars every four or five years. You know, we don't have that luxury. We have to deal with what the cards we're given. And right now, Lori's been dealt a very difficult hand. So put a few aces out there. Call 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. And then push 3, extension 3. Operation Rescue Lori. So step up to the plate, people. I know there's a few people out there who can do it. So please. This is an appeal for Texas Lori, and I really appreciate that. If you'd like to participate in the show tonight, I can always use a little help here. We got an hour and a half to go. If you'd like to call, the number is 800-313-9443. That's the call-in line. So if you'd like to put your 2 cents in tonight, have something interesting to share with us, 800-313-9443. And once again, to donate to Texas Lori, who's had a major vehicle breakdown, I believe it's in Maryland. She needs to get out to get Tom out of the situation. And we're all fairly, John Stattmiller just shared some news with us that it doesn't really look like the prosecutor's going to want to run forward with this case. And, you know, they're going to blame it on the fact that, well, it looks like a pretty weak case. It's because you people all got involved and made the phone calls. That's really why. They're not going to say, oh, because of all your buddies making the phone calls, we're going to let them out. Yeah, right, and hand us that victory, that moral victory. That never happens that way. I've been doing this for a while. They always come up with some weak little excuse. Oh, we decided. They never give
And if they do on this, it'll be a testimony to the public pressure. So don't give up calling the sheriff of Lane County, Oregon. That's Byron Trapp and the vicars, Peter Smith and Patrick Brennan. That's the vicar general and the judicial vicar. And we still need support for Tom, but I don't want to give too much of a cluster of numbers here. I've given them before. We'll get back into Tom's case again tomorrow, unless Lori hasn't raised enough money through this listening audience, and I might have to be pushing for the funding again tomorrow as well. So if you want me to shut up on the money thing, please help Lori. This is for Lori. This is not just some, you know, foundation who's going to blow their money on 98% of the money on buying, once again, new fleets of cars and trucks and vacations. And I mean, our own government agencies do that. They steal our money, they squander it, and we're left to fend for ourselves. They give foreign refugees $50,000 to $60,000 to get going, start a business, and get a car to get on their feet when they get. And we do none of that for the people, the most patriotic people in this nation, like Lori. It's disgusting. And so hopefully things are going to start to turn around here from the top down and from the bottom up. The bottom up is up to us. So I appreciate people helping out Lori tonight. Texas Lori is in trouble. Let's help her out. To donate, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or, you know, the Resurrect the Republic website is still up and running. The PayPal account's there. You'd rather do the payout. It's up to you all people, so I'm just giving you some options here. John Stattmiller, the president of this network, has allowed his network line to be used to donate. If you want to donate a little more and you want to do it directly, you don't want to use the computer or your debit card, we understand that. You want to mail a check, you want to maybe call the mechanic and pay for it over the phone with your credit card, something like that, call John Stattmiller, the president of the Republic Broadcasting Network. The network you're listening to us on right now, and his number is 800-724-2719. Do you value this network? I imagine you do if you're listening. Call John Stattmiller. Donate a few $100 to Lori's cause if you can. That would be so appreciated by Lori and all of us. Tom, especially, I'm sure he's climbing the walls to get out of that jail cell that he's been in 22 hours out of every 24 hours a day. Think about it. So let's help Lori get there. Operation Rescue Lori. Lori to the west. Go west, Lori. 800-724-2719, extension 3, or just go to resurrectrepublic.com and slap a few bucks on the PayPal account. We can do it big, we can do it small, but we can do it somehow. And I know you people out there, if you got a steady paycheck, you can skip the next pack of cigarettes. You know, or maybe you were going to go see some concert or something coming up. Blow it off. Help out Lori. You get a lot more value out of this radio presence with Lori, Texas Lori in trouble, Lori Anderson, back with us soon, Tom LaCavara, kidnapped by the corporate government and locked up, and myself, Eric the Freedom Screamer, the last man standing here. Come on, folks. Don't let us go down. Hang together or hang separately. I'll see if I can pull up that exact quote. It was Ben Franklin that said it was we must indeed all hang together, or most assuredly we shall all hang separately. And that was Benjamin Franklin. So let's remember that and how true it is. And because people hung together in the revolution, even though at the highest levels people were out playing both sides,
Broadcasting Network.
A lot of people died for their freedom.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right. Thanks for joining us, folks. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. We're back. Resurrect the Republic. Supposedly with Tom Lacovara. We're waiting for Tom's release. We have some reason to believe that the process, according to John Stettmiller and some other sources I have, that they're not too concerned with prosecuting Tom Lacovara, and they shouldn't be. And I can guarantee most of that reluctance to prosecute his case is because of the activism and involvement of everybody out there who actually picked up the phone when I gave the numbers, and we're going to keep giving them because Tom's not free yet. We're not saying he's going to walk out, and that we're reluctant to give good news because we don't want people to back off. This could be a ploy on the part of the enemy. Well, let's tell them we're really not interested in the case, and all the calls will slow down because people say, oh, good news. Okay, cool, we can back off now. Great, looks like he's going to get out soon. And then all of a sudden, they hit him hard at the end with a speedy trial and a summary sentencing of God knows how many years in prison. The witch's court and the federal prosecutors and this communist occupation that we've been living under for decades now never lets anything go out of their witch's court. It doesn't happen. Very rarely do you get a case being like this be after such a long incarceration and such stubbornness and dastardly activity by the federal prosecutors and all their henchmen and henchwomen persecuting Tom. This is not a prosecution. It's a persecution. Absolutely crystal clear. And I wouldn't just come out and say that because, you know, I've been on a show before and I want to, you know, no, this, I've, This is one of the, I don't want to say the most, it might be. I want to think it over first. This may be the most egregious case of absolutely stretching this whole ridiculous possession of a firearm by a convicted felon thing to the level of complete absurdity, like clown level. But it's not funny, because Tom's sitting in a cage right now for 22 out of every 24 hours. Lori's broken down on the way to go see him, and we need to help her out. So please call John Stattmiller, who's authorized his line to be used. The entire network, I pray, will be involved with helping Lori get to see Tom, keep the pressure up to get Tom out of jail. If they're going to give, now's the time to open up with everything you got, so to speak. Call every day the sheriff that's holding Tom and the two vicars, V-I-C-A-R. They're real people. And the sheriff is Byron Trapp, and the vicars are Peter Smith and Patrick Brennan. They work for Archbishop Alexander Sample. Any one of those people should be getting phone calls from y'all this week if you still care about Tom. I know it's not easy to pick up the phone every day and call someone you don't really want to talk to on behalf of somebody else. But look, if you like this radio presence, please think about all the great stuff you've gained and gathered from Tom's presence, from Lori's presence, Lori in Texas, who we're trying to help, Lori Anderson, and hopefully myself. Hopefully, if you've gained something from this show, you'll contribute and help Lori right now. Call the studio at 800-724-2719, extension 3. That's 800-724-2719, extension 3. John Stattmiller, the president of the Republic Broadcasting Network, this very network, would really appreciate your help in this. He's put out an appeal earlier in the show, as you heard if you've been with us since the top of the show. For our new listeners, we're helping one of the hosts of this show in her journey to cross the country to free the main host of this show, Thomas Lacabara. So thanks for your indulgence, everybody. Mike, I don't know if you were able to get Keith or not, but if you have been, just chime in and let me know. If Keith Jones wants to come on tonight, Mike, feel free to give him a call. Otherwise, I'm going to read something interesting that I have a feeling is a little more information that people may have never... This was kind of new to me. And I came across, so let me just start with this. This is out of a book called The Missing Books of the Bible, Volume 1. Have you ever heard of the warrior Judah Maccabee? If you're familiar with the story of Hanukkah, you may know of this biblical hero who inspired an oratorio by composer George Handel and a drama by American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And I'm just going to stop right there and say, if anybody disagrees with this, please call in. This is not, I didn't write this, okay? But I just want to get your all take on this here. Okay, so I continue. So the have you ever heard of the warrior Judah Maccabee? If you're familiar with the story of Hanukkah, you may know this biblical hero who inspired American poet, a drama by poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. So this is kind of directly related to American history as well. He's a famous American poet. The story of the beautiful biblical heroine Susanna is also well known. She was a popular subject for many famous artists, including Tintoretto, Rubens, and Rembrandt. Yet surprisingly, their stories, as well as those of other familiar biblical characters, are missing from the English or Protestant version of the Bible. Why? Because they are part of the Apocrypha, a group of 15 books that were part of the Greek translation of the Bible, but were not accepted by Protestants because they were not part of the original Hebrew scriptures. To understand the origins of the Apocrypha, we must go back to the Bible's very beginnings. It is important to remember that the Bible is not a single book that was composed in one place during a single period of time. Instead, it is a collection of sacred texts, histories, prophecies, prayers, philosophies, moral tales, and proverbs that was written over many centuries by many different people. These texts were eventually accepted by Jews and later by Christians as Holy Scripture. The original Jewish Holy Scriptures, the five books of Moses, the prophets, and the writings such as Psalms and Proverbs were composed in Hebrew and Aramaic, a closely related language. This is the Bible that Jesus, as a Jew living in the Holy Land, knew and referred to in his teachings. But long before the time of Jesus, a Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible was made in Alexandria, a city in Egypt established to honor Alexander the Great. The translation, known as the Septuagint, was familiar to many non-Hebrew-speaking Jews who lived outside their ancestral homeland of Judah. The Septuagint was also the version that many centuries later spread the message of Christianity to non-Jews throughout the Roman world. Mike, did we have a caller? Oh, cool. Hey, we're going to bring in Chris. I'm going to take a pause there. We can go back to this at any time. But this was interesting, missing books of the Bible and what everybody thought about that. But right now we're going to bring in Chris from Las Vegas. How are you, Chris?
Well, good evening, Eric. Doing very well and enjoying your conversation, the information you're putting out. I might be able to add a little bit to it.
Please do.
It's my contention that the Septuagint is kind of analogous to what might be called the Book of Sevens. When we note that the seven number is supposedly the supreme number of their God, whatever God that might be, or maybe multiple gods, in fact, it's worthy of note that we're told that September is the ninth month, when in fact, according to the original calendar, the one revealed to Enoch, one of those apocryphal or heretical texts you were speaking about earlier, there were actually 10 months in the original contemplation, and they were all the same length of days set apart by the equinoxes, the equal days and nights, and the solstices, or sun stalls, as they were called. When the clock seemed to move backwards or stay stationary for a period of time to set forth the markings of the times, the creator of the universe, and his perfect time clock that he gave to rule the earth. And, in fact, here's a resource for the listeners. If they go to www.freedom-school.com, it's the one in Texas. They'll find a great number of contributors there, but in particular, you'll want to see Jerry Kirk. In fact, Jerry Kirk used to be a contributor here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And on his site, in particular, they will ask you for donations. Maybe you can donate something like anywhere else. Although there, they will bless you with many gifts if you donate anything reasonable that you wouldn't expect otherwise. But you don't have to. You can click through it and get them for free if you can't afford to donate. However, when you're on Jerry Kirk's area of the site, not to exclude that there are other great contributors of truth and freedom, liberty items, and law things that are on that site, but on Jerry's site, he has some of those apocryphal texts. He has the original translation of Laurence from the Enochian text, or the Ethiopian version of the Enochian text, which is supposed to be the most correct that there is available. Also, books of Mary Magdalena, James, Stephen, and some of the other so-called apocryphal or heretical texts that were deemed to be too dangerous for the people to know that they included in what they called the Bible.
Very interesting. That's a great insight there, Chris. I appreciate that. Do you was that to be found? Was the website freedom-school?
Yeah, freedom-school.com is the one in Texas. I think that stuff from Aladask, and there's a whole bunch of people on there that contribute to that site. It's been a resource of mine for many years, and Jerry Kirk's stuff. He has some wonderful teaching tools on there, like did Adam have a wristwatch? And if you look at some of the automobiles he has on there, a 76 Dodge pickup and a Jeep, you click on those and you find some very hard-to-locate law citations that are very operative on where we're at and the dangerous things that have happened in this country that have caused us to revert back to a despotic bureaucracy under the Talmudic laws, if you will, of the synagogue of Satan.
Well, if you had a graph that showed the rise of the synagogue of Satan, as you just put it, and the decline in of liberty and freedom, so to speak, etc. I mean, they'd be at the same exact, you know, at the same exact rate, directly proportional to one another. The farther we got away from God and godly deeds and godly acts, you know, and some sense of morality in our institution. I mean, at least don't be immoral. But we have institutions now that are flagrantly amoral and immoral, not just neutral. I mean, not, you know, if you didn't want to go one way or the other, okay. But, you know, we have just, it's in your face ungodliness throughout the entire system, the executive, the legislature, the witches' court, and, of course, private enterprise, corporations, media, schools are the worst place. You know, we're not taught a lot of this in the schools. We're not taught civics. In New York State actually requires in its constitution the teaching of, it's either in the constitution or it's in the state statute that says the state must teach civics to all students, and they're completely violating that requirement and just saying, nah, screw it, we don't want to teach the kids how to get involved and be free and retain their liberties and realize what common law is and that they're the ultimate arbiter, the free man or free woman is the ultimate. Doesn't matter who votes for what, you know, the principles of a republic apply. We're not a democracy, we're a republic. You know, possession requires actual holding. Society cannot be a victim. There's no such thing as law enforcement in a free republic. There's peace officers, and then there's tyrants and thugs that run around stealing people's stuff like they did with you, Chris.
Well, I totally agree with you. It's so complex and convoluted, and they've hidden away the truth from the people. Mark 11, woe unto your lawyers, and there are many different citations. In fact, I read one in Amos recently. I think it was around 6:12 or 6:13 along that area that said that they have poisoned the well of law, or the well of knowledge, if you will. And this is exactly what they've done, is they've taken away the law of the land from the people and inserted their foreign law or legalisms, if you will, here. And, of course, legalism, if you go back to the 1864 Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it's the removal of God from the law. And so they place man's evil, wicked schemes of the principalities of evil and darkness to rule over men by the power of the sword of Satan. In fact, there are some that suggest that the word term governmentum, when you break it down, it's G. It's the same G in the middle of the Masonic symbol. It stands for either Gamael, Gehenna, Gnosis, which is knowledge, or maybe gold. And there are a couple different possibilities there. But G over men, by the power, and that T on there is very close to the shape of a Cyrillic sword, and that's the sword of Satan, or the S word, the Satan's word.
And it's manifesting itself in plain sight with situations like Tom's.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, myself, I was recently exposed to it. I was going to suggest that in the case that I was with, much like Tom's case, they claim that I used a weapon. However, they're perverting and applying a constructive new meaning to the word term used, because in order to use something, you have to physically deploy it, take it out of a storage place, its safe location, its holster or pouch, if you will, and to pull it up and direct it, aim it, brandish it, or utter it in some fashion. And barring doing that overt physical act of putting it into implementation, there can be no true use. Although I did find one kind of a wicked construct of the word term use, which had to do with hold, although it was speaking in a different altogether, or connotation, if you will. And so these words, these little tiny words like any and use and the V before a word in legal writing, are critically important. And if we don't know how they use these words, on page 850 of Black's Law, 5th edition in particular, there's a Latin phrase on the left-hand page near the bottom that says, "Locendum vulgus sentiendum docti," and I will paraphrase, it loosely translates, we will speak in general terms to the general people, although we'll apply special meanings for the learned. And I think they're implying specifically the learned elders of Zion, if you will. Or maybe
Absolutely. I've seen it at the more, and right down to the, what you would call, so to speak, the street level. I was doing courtroom observing in Rochester, New York, and I was talking about the Masons, how they were infiltrated the courts, and he said, "I'm amazed," and he was up there supposedly being a courtroom observer, one of us, so to speak, activist. He said, "I'm a Mason." And he said, we got the knowledge. We have that, you know, he was laying, made it really clear. He kept saying, we got the knowledge. We have the knowledge. You know, the secret knowledge that you were just talking about. It there really is a cult, and it was very interesting. Do you have any comments on that before I mention something else?
Well, of course, we know that occult, that's what occult means, is secret knowledge, or gnosis. And they hide these things, these secrets of the Mosons, or the Masons, if you like that one better. These are some very, very, they speak in the sounds of silence. In fact, Simon Garfunkel had a song to that tune in particular that was purely Illuminati in its essence, if you listen to the words they use in there. And words are the fabric of thoughts, we're told. And that by the twisting of word art craft, this is how the Eterns gain predatory advantage to be rapacious and to twist them and use them as word weapon war arts, to throw at you like daggers and weapons, to use your own words to destroy you by, because you don't understand that they speak in broad generalities, but they apply narrow specificity with their legal means that they used as schemes to destroy the people.
It's abject lying, and this whole, you use the word constructive, that's the word they're using, constructive possession, constructive this, they're constructing lies, they're taking words and redefining them, actually reversing, and many times completely opposite definitions of what the word, once again, possession requires actual holding or occupancy. So if it's an object, it's got to be in your hands for you to possess it. You can touch it for 1 second, and that qualifies as possession for that 1 second, but you do have to touch it and have it in your hands. And they're saying, like in Tom's case, "Oh, that possession is because it's in the bathroom next to where you are." That's not possession. That's proximity. That's why it's so important that people, well, listen to radio events like this, because you're going to get, where else are you going to learn, I mean, really, what the true definitions of words? And these words are important to your freedom, people. This isn't just playing around with semantics and stuff. I mean, these words are crucial. If you get sucked into the witch's court, they're going to claim, and they can outlaw, as they tried to do in New York here, and the state police are enforcing it and upholding it in many cases. They don't want to, but many of them do. They find the special units, and they're legalizing the unlawful is what they're doing, to the long and short. But they're coming up with all these new definitions of words like constructive possession, and that says, oh, because that proximity is possession. Well, no, it's not. This is so important to take the language back and realize what language is. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I was only going to suggest that Ralph Winterowd comes on Sunday afternoon. He's another one that is very critical and learned to pay very close attention to words, much like Rodney Class. We've learned that attacking the words and the specific meanings that are applied in their codes is one of the secrets to breaking their schemes down. And in your legal pleadings, or law pleadings, if you will, if you define your terms and follow Voltaire's counsel that before we speak, let us define our terms, then it excludes them from being able to apply new word terms. But, of course, we know the Southern Poverty Liars Center and the ADL and the individuals representing Satan are experts at twisting those word terms. That's, in fact, the essence of where the word term attorney comes from. It's ancient Sanskrit, which is the oldest known written language on the face of the earth, from a, which either means to, or perhaps it's more likely an evil demon pagan god, and torn, meaning to turn about, twist, or change, which is precisely what the attorneys do to gain their predatory legal advantage over the rest of us.
Excellent point. Let me, another thing that was, and this is right along the same line of what you're just talking about, the redefinition of two things. Basically, either redefining words or creating new words in an effort to redefine. In other words, since they can't prove that Tom was in actually possession of the gun in his hand, they've got to come up with a new word or attach another word. Well, constructive possession is what they call it. There's no such thing as constructive possession. Just because the attorneys make that up doesn't mean it's reality. And a very interesting thing that this Mason that I encountered, Courtroom Observing, he said he made, and this is what this is the Mason credo: your perception is your reality. And I said, well, I said, if I say the sky is green and the grass is blue, does that make it real? When the preponderance of the statistical, empirical, and observational evidence is the sky is blue and the grass is green, but if I say it's the opposite of that, does that make it reality? So, and he said, well, your perception is reality. So he kind of dropped the your. He dropped the your perception is your reality. So he kind of qualified his statement a little when I started to challenge him. And then I said, well, let's look up the definition of reality. You know me, I love my dictionary. You can't argue too much with a good dictionary. If it's not a globalist pig dictionary, and some of them have taken the names of nations out of the dictionary. I opened up one dictionary, I think it was a modern Oxford dictionary, and it had the definition of Franco and Francophile and the Frank, the French Frank, but it didn't have the definition of France, because almost every nation in the world is listed in its first sentence defined as a republic, and they don't want people to know that. And it was amazing how many dictionaries had removed nations from the dictionary. They had every offspin of the word, but they didn't define France or Holland or United States, anything. I was amazed, and it was a major dictionary. I think it was an Oxford. It was a more modern New World Oxford dictionary, New World Order dictionary. But listen to the definition of reality. See, because the Mason says, well, your perception is reality, or your perception is your reality. Either one, it's basically the same. They're saying because you can think it up, that's the reality you live in. Well, let's see what the word reality is. R-E-A-L-I-P-Y, reality.
Well,
it is that this. Now, here it is. That which exists objectively and in fact. Did you get that?
Music.
That which exists objectively and in fact. That means, and I was looking for the word object or subject in there, because I knew that when I was paging through to find the word, I said, boy, this is all going to come down to subjective or objective. Objective or subjective? And is it, can you make it up? Which is subjective. And no, you can't. The definition says that which exists objectively and in fact. So if the preponderance of the factual evidence says it indicates it's one way, you can't change that and make it up and say, oh, now this is reality because it's me. It's just, there are universal truths, and we'll talk about that on the other side of this hour. If Chris wants to stay with us, this is Eric, the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.